This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hello and welcome to The Complete Guide to Everything, a podcast about everything. I'm one of your hosts, Tom.
And I'm Tim.
Tim, how are you doing this week?
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas, Tom.
Oh, I thought it was snowing behind me again.
No.
This is the second week in a row, Tim. Not last week, but the last time you were here, you've tricked me into thinking something was happening behind me outside the window.
Yeah, I mean, to be fair, all I said was it's beginning to look a lot like Christmas because it's December.
Both times you weren't trying. The other time it was, I don't know, you were shocked at something I was saying, and I thought there was a witch flying outside the window. So look, you know, it's a little bit on me for thinking these things.
Barely on you. Tom, please accept my apology.
Apology accepted.
Tricking you.
You know what I was telling you a little bit before we were recording that I've been watching this bad TV show called Squid Game The Challenge. Mm-hmm. I learned a new way to be like very passive aggressive to somebody apologizing to you.
Okay.
Yeah, apologize to me again.
Tom, my sincere apologies for tricking you.
Apology received.
Ooh. Oh, man. I would rescind my apology.
Right?
Do the people in the show rescind their apology?
No. And I was like, that is not apology accepted. That's apology received.
Yeah.
Receiving something. You can't help if you receive something or not.
It'll be processed later, maybe.
Right. Processed at a later time. Maybe accepted, maybe rejected.
Yeah.
You know, all I can tell you is like my ears physically worked. I heard what you said.
Hmm. What were they apologizing for? If it was something terrible.
Oh, I'll tell you what. It was one of these things, one of these reality show things where it was like screaming at the TV a lot.
You were?
Yeah.
Okay. One of those reality show
Because somebody, it would be too much to explain what was happening, but there was like a challenge and everybody agreed to like do a fair thing that would basically give everybody a 50-50 chance. And then when it came to be this person's turn, they were like, no, I'm not. I never agreed to that. I'm not doing that.
Right.
And somebody else got
that's gamesmanship.
Yeah, to a degree. And honestly, I mean, it worked. They knew their audience better than me because there was only one person that was like really mad about her doing that. Mm-hmm. And they tried to vote her out later and it didn't work. Mm. So then that person smartly figured like, oh, I got to go apologize to this person or else they're going to have it out for me. And that person just said apology received, not accepted.
I kind of lost track about who happened there.
And
I guess I'll just have to watch the show.
Yeah, just watch the first 8 hours and you'll get to that point.
Tom, how are you doing this week?
Tim, I'm feeling a little under the weather.
You sound terrible.
I sound worse than I feel.
You
it's
sound
one of those
like
things.
I shouldn't be in a room with you right now.
Nah, I'm recovering. I was just like, you know, sometimes you get sick and you're like, I'm sick because like my body's tired of everything. Just run down.
What are you run down from? What are you doing?
Stress.
What are you what working? Is, what is
Tim,
stressful?
I got a lot of stuff going on. I got a lot of balls in the air.
I have no idea what your day-to-day life
exactly.
is like. I have no idea how you make your money.
Yeah.
I don't know what a typical day in the life of Tom looks like. And frankly, I don't care to know.
There really isn't a typical day, except like the past.
Every day is a new adventure.
Every day is a new adventure, but the past few weeks have been like just very busy, a lot of work.
Yeah.
And like a lot of that, you know, when there's like a lot of work and then you just like can't relax because then you're like, I should probably be working on that thing right now.
You feel bad for doing anything else. You feel bad like when you're like, I'm going to sit down and read a book for 15 minutes.
So I've been doing like a lot of like work at night lately and stuff like that.
Stinks.
So it's mostly that I feel like I haven't had a good chance to like unwind. And I need to be unwound multiple times a day usually.
I know, Dom.
My Ginger started getting the idea that it was okay to poop in the office for some reason.
This is your dog.
My dog, Ginger, yeah. Not my fiance. Bless you, Tim.
Thank you.
Thank you for stifling that sneeze.
Yeah, it's going to cause my brain to explode.
That's why I let him out loud.
Yeah. Tom, I'd like to introduce a new... I think this is relevant. I think we can learn a lot from this anecdote. And I think we should do a... I've been thinking. Yes. I think we should do a new segment on the show.
Okay. To go along with all the other regular
segments. Yeah, we used to have segments. And now I'm going to introduce a new segment because I don't think we're taking advantage.
Mm-hmm.
Tom, we're two big-time New Yorkers.
Yeah.
Right? And we're talking
in
all these other places that are not as vibrant. Uh-huh. Frankly, just worse than here.
Right.
Right?
Every place on earth.
What they're listening to us because they're like, oh, how can I feel like I'm part of the big time?
Right. Yeah. How can I feel like I'm part of the hustle and bustle?
Right. And I think
the rat race.
I think we can enhance that with this new segment.
Mm-hmm.
The New York Minute with Tim.
Okay. The New York Minute with Tim.
Yeah.
And what is this segment?
I'm going to give you a slice of life from big city, New York City living.
Okay. Is it going to be like a rat jumped on you or something?
No, I mean, maybe, but not this week.
A lot of rats lately, huh? I was talking to somebody that used to live right across the street from me this past weekend. And he since moved.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, I went back. He was like, God, there's so many rats in the city now. It's like, there are always rats, but you're right. There are a lot more rats, it seems like.
I see a rat occasionally. Sometimes I'll be sitting with my son at the park and a rat will run across both of our shoes.
Yeah, it's nice. It's a bonding experience. Yeah. What I have, at least in this neighborhood, when I run into it, is like if you're walking home at night, and garbage cans are out.
Yeah.
It sounds like Oscars in every one of them. And then
maybe some of them are Oscar the Grouch.
No, because that's the thing. I lift them up, Oscar, and then a rat jumps out at me.
Yeah, I don't like rats.
No, you're not supposed to. They carry disease.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of things carry disease.
but there are more
people
rats.
People carry disease.
I know. They should get rid of a lot of people, too.
All right. Well, Tom, again, the views of Tom Reynolds do not reflect the complete guy.
Send them to Mars.
Tom, New York Minute.
I just want to say something. I was reading recently about Elon Musk. He wants to go to Mars. That's like his plan. And it part of it is like, well, we have to establish a colony there because AI is going to take over. And if it decides to eradicate the human race, we have to like be established on another planet. And I guess somebody during like a Q&A asked him like, well, if it's like smart enough to decimate the human race, couldn't it also like build a rocket and go to Mars and kill everyone there too? And it seemed like he had genuinely never thought of that.
What part of Elon Musk, what percentage do you think actually thinks that that's a possibility that he, like that humanity can reach Mars in his lifetime? My contention is 0%.
That he thinks?
Yeah.
I think he does. He's one of those people that believes his own bullshit. I think that's why he's like so comfortable selling bullshit, because he believes it.
I guess. I just think he talks a big game.
Even if he didn't, he'd never admit it. So.
Right. Well, we should talk more about him.
Anyway.
The New York Minute starring Tim. Yeah. Okay, ready? Today, picture it.
Okay.
I get off the subway in Manhattan, New York. What?
I'm listening.
Okay, you seem like you were trying to interrupt me.
No, I'm trying to listen.
You're usually trying to interrupt me.
I'm trying to imagine it in my mind's eye.
Okay, so I step up. I'm in Soho, south, the area that's south of Houston Street.
It's pronounced Houston.
Tom, this is something we can tell the hayseeds out there. It's Houston here.
Uh-huh.
I don't know why. It's because we say it
wrong.
Yeah,
people have, why? Yeah. It's like, look, I don't know. That's what it was. Yeah. That was how the person it was named after pronounced it, maybe. I don't know.
Probably not even.
No.
I walk into an office building.
Mm-hmm.
I have a meeting in the office building in a WeWork. Do you know WeWork?
Mm-hmm. I didn't know there still were WeWorks.
Yeah, it's one of these things, Tom. These companies, they go bankrupt and they're still around forever.
Right.
And
it's like, well, what the hell does bankrupt mean?
I think bankrupt just means that they're like, hey,
we don't want to pay back anything.
Yeah, and they're like, okay, you can't, you don't have to pay back your bills anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And like say you're sorry or something.
I don't think you even have to say you're sorry.
I don't think that you have to say you're sorry, actually. That's not part of it. I walk in,
mm-hmm.
and you ever walk into an office building in New York and there's, you've done this, all these listeners, they don't know. There's a guy sitting at a security desk.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
A security guard.
Yeah, he's checking IDs before you get
let
in.
I thought, I'm going to have to get my ID. And also, I was like, I don't know what floor.
And most of these places, like, then they take a picture of you on, like, a Game Boy camera.
Yeah, and then they print it out on a little sticker that you wear around. That's fun, too.
And then it's like, oh, make sure this guy matches this 1-bit 64-pixel photo of him.
Yeah. So I thought I'd have to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And I also didn't know like what floor I needed to go to. I just knew like I had to go to the WeWork. I go up to the desk and there's a gentleman there, the security guard, and he's watching a video on his phone really loud.
Right. Prank video, accidents video.
I would assume
pranks gone wrong.
Yeah. And I said to him, hey, do I
have to sign in?
Do I have to sign in?
Mm-hmm.
And he went, nah.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, okay. Can you tell me what floor the WeWork is on? And he went, he like paused for a long time and went, man, I don't fucking know. Just go over.
I don't fucking know.
And so I just walked to the elevator and like guessed. I guessed right the first time. Yeah. Floor three. That's what I, that's where I went.
Wow. Great security guard.
Yeah. And it's just like, we can learn a lot from him, Tom. He is not anxious about work all the time.
Yeah.
And he's getting paid.
Right. Yeah. Probably making the big bucks.
Probably making the big bucks to watch prank videos.
Yeah. As a guy whose security job as a security officer seems to be not doing anything.
Yeah. But doing a bang up job, I guess.
Did you were wearing like a ski mask with like a big black duffel bag on your shoulder? Where's the WeWork building?
Yeah, I told them I had unfinished business.
I told them I'd be back, and I need to know where they are.
Yeah, I wonder. I wish I. It seemed to be a pretty compelling video.
Yeah, a lot of. I know I've had this conversation with you that nothing annoys me more than going somewhere and asking a question and the person sighs like you should know because you work there too.
Yeah.
And you feel like I don't work here. In fact, this is the first time I've ever been here. So I need to ask.
I can be excused for not knowing the workings of your workplace.
Yeah. This happens to me at my doctor, my like general practitioner. He's in Manhattan, and in a building where you have to like sign in, and like same thing. The security guard is always kind of I don't know, seemingly like frustrated, and it's like, buddy, I'm signing in to the doctor's office. Do I look like the doctor that comes in here every day? No, I don't work there. I'm a patient. Certainly, lots of people have to be coming through here every day that do not work here.
Maybe you're the one guy that like isn't playing it cool there. Like everybody else acts like that. You know the
acts
phrase,
like they know.
Act like you've been here before.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then sometimes you go in those buildings and
asking dumb questions about like where the thing is that you need.
Yeah. I usually get lost in those kinds of places too.
You usually get lost.
And then I have to be let out of the fire, not the fire escape, but the stairwell.
Emergency exit.
Tim, this week we're not talking about your New York Minute. Was that the end of your New York Minute?
Yeah, I just think the security guard should also be applauded, Tom.
Uh-huh.
This wasn't a case that you pointed out where it's like he sighed and was like, I should know where the WeWork was.
Uh-huh.
He was just like,
I don't know.
Like, how do you expect me to? Like, I know you don't know, and I don't know either. And he admitted it, and he was confident in admitting that. He didn't feel like his job was in jeopardy by, like,
maybe it was his first day there.
Yeah.
Maybe that was the way he was feeling.
The bang up training that guy went through.
He was like, look, man, why would I know? It's my first day.
So, hey, only in New York. This has been the New York Minute with Tim.
Yeah. No other city in the world are people rude. Tim, this week, as you pointed out, it's starting to look a lot like Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
Not like Gumpmas. That's a different show.
Yeah.
But so you had the idea we should do our annual holiday toy guide.
Yeah, I don't know how like brilliant of an idea it was.
You remembered something we've done before.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we didn't have to think of something new.
No. And I mean, it might be useful. This is useful. Us going through this stuff. We do actually hear from people every year who are like, oh yeah, that stupid thing you talked about, I bought it for my kid and they love it.
Right. So this is specifically toys. This isn't a gift guide.
That's what I was
going to
say. Like,
unless
maybe
your boss is unless it's the boss baby.
It could be the boss baby, in which case you've come to the right place.
Or Alec Baldwin himself.
Yeah.
Voice of the boss baby and a bit of a boss baby himself.
A bit of a baby himself. Yeah.
Did I ever tell you about the time? I did, right?
I
sat next to him at a table at a place. Uh-huh. I was just terrified the whole time.
Yeah, well, he's got an explosive temper.
Yeah.
And he did kill a person.
I know, that's not funny. But like, I thought I was going to get yelled at.
Yeah. I'm kind of shocked you didn't, actually.
Get yelled at?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. He caught me like looking at him a couple times.
It what are
like
you
he was,
looking at,
he was
Point
none
Dexter?
Too happy with hey, that's another New York Minute. Only in New York.
Well, Alec Baldwin give you a look like, stop looking at me. So we're doing I was going to say it might be like more useful if we did an actual holiday guide, but I don't know anything about buying gifts for adults. Every year I panic about.
I'm in full blown panic mode because it's like, look, I don't want to have to go to Amazon on December 23rd. But
right.
Like, there's a trajectory I'm on. I'm looking on other websites. I got no ideas.
Yeah.
My problem is I want to buy every adult.
Yeah.
I mean, I want to buy everybody that I want to buy a present for. I want it to be like the best present they've ever received. Like, oh my God, I never would have thought to ask for it, but this is exactly what's missing from my life. And well, like, I should just try to get like, hey, I know you like this author. And like, they very clearly have that book already. And they're like, oh, thank you. Of course. Yeah. Uh-huh. I am a big J.D. Salinger fan. I've never read The Catcher in the Rye. Thank you for buying that for me.
Yeah. I thought that was kind of great. I mean, if you like his other stuff, you'll probably really like this. Yeah. I mean, there's that saying out there, like, what do you get for the man who has everything? And I feel like that's everybody nowadays.
That's the thing. Like, I try to freaking shop for my parents.
Yeah. Like nobody needs
anything.
I
can't buy them an
album.
They got every album at their fingertips.
Right.
Like,
yeah.
And I don't know. Everything else is like, we've gotten to the point where everything is so convenient and nobody wants for anything.
Right. And like the margins on everything have been slashed as low as they can. So I don't know if it's something somebody really wants, they already went and bought it because it was probably inexpensive.
Or it's something where it's like, I don't know, like what am I going to buy them? An iPad, which is like what they do most of their stuff on.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it's like, the iPad replaces a whole bunch of shit that I could get them otherwise. Right. Books, I guess.
Yeah.
Books and CDs is what I got my parents a lot.
Yeah.
And I can't get them those things.
Get them, just get them an Apple gift card.
Yeah.
I was going to say an iTunes gift card, but that's not really a thing anymore.
Oh, really? I think it is.
I don't think they call them iTunes gift cards, though.
You would know. You're a shareholder.
I'm not a shareholder, and they're called, because now you can use, because I remember when I worked at an Apple store, they were two separate. Like, it was like an Apple gift card and an iTunes gift card.
Oh, that must have been a nightmare for you at the mall.
It was, and it was also the kind of thing where, like, you know, people would be upset, and you'd be like, I agree. Like, I get it. This is stupid.
Yeah. Why don't you email sjobs@apple.com? Talk about afraid of Alec Baldwin jumping down your throat. Would you rather get, God rest his soul, yelled at by, chewed up by Steve Jobs or Alec Baldwin?
Steve Jobs. I mean, at least that's like more,
you know, he's not going to hit you.
Right. I know he's not going to throw anything at my face.
Yeah, that's true.
And also it's like, I don't know, that's more of like an honor.
Only
one of these people.
That just shows how sick our society
is. Well, only one of these people is like held up as a genius.
Like, but like a decade after this man's death, he's still a genius and not like.
But I'm saying 50 years from now, people are still going to be talking about Steve Jobs. Are they still going to be talking about Alec Baldwin?
Mm-hmm.
Not as much.
Hey, wait for his second act, Tom.
Yeah, he was on SNL the other night.
Was he?
He had like one line. Mm. And it was kind of like a convoluted joke of like, oh, I get it. It was like, oh, he's recording like a sleep story for the Calm app. That's funny because he has a temper.
Hmm. Right. I don't know what a sleep story is or what the Calm app is.
He was with Timmy Chalamet.
Timmy Chalamet?
Yeah.
I like that boy. I like that boy, Tom.
All right. Well, then maybe you'll hear something that you'd like to buy for him for Christmas.
I feel a sense of enchantment whenever Timmy Chalamet graces my screen.
You might hear a toy mentioned tonight that you want to buy him for Christmas.
Oh, buy for him?
Yeah. To let him know how
much. How old is that Timmy Chalamet? 7, 8?
I think he's got to be at least 8 by now.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's see.
Are you going to go see that new Wonka movie then?
You know what? We all laughed at it, and now they say it's good.
Well, I didn't know it was the guy who made the Paddington movies,
which I've never seen.
I've never seen either, but I know people love them.
Yeah.
So I'm more inclined to. I'm less surprised hearing it's good when I heard, oh, it's the same guy making those.
Yeah. I'm just, you know, wary of the Wonkaverse.
Yeah. I'll tell you what I don't like. That I saw a trailer for when I went to the movies like last week, the Mean Girls musical movie, because the trailer does not make it clear enough that it's the musical.
They do that with movies.
I don't
that are
get
musicals.
It. It looks like a reboot of Mean Girls that has some of the cast of Mean
Girls.
Did
you know that this Wonka movie is a musical?
I think I did.
I didn't know it till I read a review.
I saw at least enough like dancing in the trailer.
Oh, okay.
That made, yeah, but maybe I didn't. Maybe I didn't know it's like a musical, like a full on, you know, that there are multiple dance numbers and whatnot.
Yeah, I like dancing. More, Tom, I used to not like dancing. I mean, I don't like dancing myself.
Right.
But I like watching people dance. And I'm not just talking about the lascivious dances at the local club.
Yeah, the writhing.
Yeah. No, just like tap.
a little two-step.
Yeah.
Box step.
Yeah, I like it all.
Tim, I'm looking at the goodhousekeeping.com list of
Tom, whenever I see you, you've got a dog-eared copy of Good Housekeeping on you.
This is Amazon's Toys We Love section reveals 2023's hottest toys. I didn't realize that this was an Amazon list. I thought this was the good people at Good Housekeeping.
This is indicative of I guess.
Oh, please don't tell me these are affiliate links.
No, but I guess I'm we sure should like at least they're not this isn't AI generated unless Marissa LaScala is not a real person.
Sports Illustrated just got caught doing that with a fake name and everything.
But like it's not even like we curated this list. It's like Yeah, we went to Amazon. You could go to Amazon and look at the top toys. And
we went to Amazon. We had an intern put all the links into the affiliate link.
Yeah,
thing
and we just
the affiliate
them.
Links. We're not going to go through all of these, right? Because not all of them are interesting.
No, Tom, this is the complete guide list, right? So we are going to curate these lists ourselves.
Well, like the first one is Klutz Paint and Peel Jelly Stickers Craft
Kit. Because I don't think that's...
But it's like a...
I don't think any kids...
It's a craft kit. It's fine. I'm sure kids will... It actually looks pretty fun. It looks pretty nice, but I don't know. It's not something I couldn't find at Michael's.
Yeah, and you're in Michael's every day.
And then the next one
is... Hold on. I want to talk about the Klutz kit real quick.
All right.
Because Klutz, I'm glad that the brand is still kicking around.
Oh, yeah, I guess it is.
Remember
that
same
Klutz. Remember
they had the books of like the Klutz Guide to Juggling when you were a kid.
Oh,
and
it was
a book, and it came with the three juggling balls.
Yeah, I think that's how I learned how to juggle.
And then there was like a Klutz Guide to Magic, and it came with a thing. I remember it had a fake thumb on it, so you could do the how to make a handkerchief appear from your hand.
Yeah.
The Klutz company taught me a lot of things that I can't actually do now, but like aspired to do when I was eight.
But now they're in the jelly sticker business?
Yeah, sure.
All right. It says,
the whole thing was the Klutz brand is like, even a complete Klutz can do this.
You're about to say a complete cuck?
No, I was about to say the other C word.
Wow.
I got tongue-tied, Tom. Say Klutz five times fast, you're going to say something off-color.
But I feel like the older Klutz stuff, the juggling kit, the magician kit, they were teaching you skills you could one day have as a full-time career.
Juggler?
Juggler or magician.
Yeah. Crafts, Tom. Yeah, you ever hear of Etsy?
Jelly sticker. Yeah, I guess. Yeah. I didn't think
you ever hear of
it.
Etsy.com, Tom?
Tim, I hadn't heard of Etsy, but now that you mention it, it does make sense. The next one is the Shashibo shape-shifting box. It's a fun fidget toy.
This list is yeah. This sucks shit.
Well, that's why I was fucking saying, do we have to go through them all?
Yeah, no. And I said, no, we don't. And then
you
started going through
them all. Oh, you said it was a complete guide to everything.
No, I said it's the complete guide. It's our show curating these lists.
Oh,
so
I
see. Of course, we don't go through every single one. We curate from the curated lists.
Oh, all right.
It's an extra level of curation.
Yeah.
Like, and that's
Inception.
The complete guide guarantee.
But I do want to say this Sashibo shape shifting box. I mean, it kind of looks like a Rubik's Cube a little bit. I remember when I was a kid, I always got shit like this, like in my stocking and stuff. And it was rare that it was any good. It was something that I liked and would like play with a lot.
Did you get a lot of gifts at Christmas?
It depended on the year if I would get like one big gift or like a bunch of small gifts.
Yeah, it was a bonanza at my house, and I think it was because my mother grew up one of seven.
Oh, okay.
And like strapped in like the, like whatever. And she was like,
all
right.
Seven of you have to split this coal.
Yeah, or whatever. Like you each get one. I don't want to buy my son too much stuff because like we live in an apartment. We don't have a lot of room.
Right, right.
But then like I remember like other kids got I don't think we got like a ton of stuff. But also like, I just want to say this, Tom. There's this one kid.
Yeah.
That got like
not a lot
of stuff.
Oh, not.
And it wasn't a socioeconomic thing.
Okay.
I think his parents were just kind of like, nah, that's fine. We'll get a gift. And like, I think he had a chip on his shoulder about it, but I was always nice about it. But like, we have friends of the show
we're dicks
cool
about it. Yeah.
Yeah. But I got one. You remember that Michael Jordan ball basketball that everybody got that was like gold colored?
Yeah, yeah. It had a signature on it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like,
and if you were using that, you could dunk.
Well, you couldn't, but you thought you could.
Right. You thought that was the missing ingredient.
I got that, and like this kid was asking me, Brendan was asking me, like, hey, what did you get for Christmas? And I was like, oh, this, he likes basketball. I'll tell him about this. I told him that that Michael Jordan ball, the gold one. And he went, that ball's cheesy. And I just wanted to be like, you know what? You didn't even get any Christmas presents.
Wow.
But I didn't. Yeah. So that was the biggest I've ever been.
Well, yeah, luckily you just
this
held that.
This is the heroic moment.
You just held that in your head for over 30 years.
The way he went, he clucked his tongue. He went, that ball's cheesy.
I mean, he wasn't wrong.
Yeah. But it was also like, I don't know. I wanted to hurt his feel. My instinct was to hurt
like,
his
you
feelings.
Know, and you know what else? I got a Rolex watch.
I did. I got a couple of Rolexes.
The next one on the list that I, it is the next one, but I do want to talk about, maybe it's, yeah, it is, best comeback toy, Furby. Furby's back. Furby's $50.
Tom, I think this was the comeback toy 3 years ago when we last did our,
yeah, it's guide. Always Furby's don't call it a comeback. Furby's never left.
It's timeless. Why is it $50?
Yeah. Right. And it doesn't say, it says, feet make it dance, the colors are brighter, and it has more sounds and interactions.
All right. I get it. Like, this Furby dances, and I guess the other Furbies haven't danced in the past.
Right.
But brighter colors don't, like, cost more money. It's like, well, they invested in brighter colors, so that drives up the price.
It looks like maybe the ears light up, though. Okay, that'll explain it.
Okay, it looks like it comes with a comb also.
Yeah.
And a necklace. What was a Furby? A Furby kind of looked like a Mogwai, right?
Yeah, from Gremlins.
Like, to the point where it's like, guys, what are you doing here?
I feel like it might have even been one of those things where it was like pitched as like, hey, we're going to make them, and they couldn't get the license, so they were like, all right, fuck it, we'll just...
When did the Furbies originally come out? Like, we were too old.
We were too old, but we were...
Like 97.
Yeah, but we were, like, teenagers.
Right.
We were adjacent. We were Furby adjacent.
Right. But I think that's... 98.
Oh, okay.
That's pretty good estimation.
No.
Look, they keep trying to make shit work. Like, oh, bring back the Furbies. And it's like targeting me, right?
Yeah.
Or targeting maybe people a little younger than me. Like, I had a Furby when I was a kid.
Yeah.
And I'm going to, they got this dancing Elmo. Every year they come out with a new Elmo that can do things.
Yeah. And it's never going to reach.
You don't
the...
have Rosie O'Donnell flinging koosh balls at her audience, telling everybody to go buy this new Elmo thing. Just stop making a new Elmo toy and being like, oh, you better buy it because they're going to run out.
Yeah.
They don't run out of stuff anymore. And if they run out of stuff, your kid doesn't know about it because the monoculture is dead.
Yeah. Well, if they run out of stuff now, but only important stuff like medicines and supplies.
Yeah, we don't.
But they've streamlined the supply chain to the point where... and like they're
not going to get rid of the, they're not going to, oh no, there's no Elmo slide, 14 inch, dancing Elmos.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They've gotten much better at forecasting and spinning up capacity. If something seems like it's going to be a big hit,
right.
the next one, Crayola bullshit. Tim, let's get back on track here. It's time for the trendy toy. Bam, 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 bam. It's called Beast Lab.
Beast Lab.
Yeah. And parents say it'll turn your kid into a beast. I don't know that. I was trying to do like a local news thing.
Oh.
I try and do comedy on this show sometimes.
Yeah. It's made by Moose Toys.
Oh, okay. This, it says, part science experiment, part action figure creator. This playset has kids going through an interactive series of steps to conjure up a beastly toy. It has a big wow factor as the beast is summoned. And mad scientists don't know if they're going to get a toxic tiger or a primal panther until the very end. This thing...
I feel like we had Beast Lab when...
Maybe.
In the 90s.
And we definitely had
like
things
you
like
could
this.
Assemble them.
Yeah.
This has a level of... surprise to it.
Okay.
Right? Where it's like you don't know what you're going to get And I've noticed this. Mm-hmm. I think this is all on the heels of the unboxing trends.
Oh, definitely.
Where it's like, these toys where it's like, hey, you're going to buy this
mystery
thing.
Bag.
Yeah. And then
or an egg or some
shit. And so it's conducive to you like filming yourself and being like, oh, what beast is going to emerge from the lab?
Right.
From my kid?
And then it gets you hooked on gambling early, too.
Gambling,
rolling the odds,
narcissism.
If you don't get what you want the first time, put another coin in the slot.
And if you do get what you want, double down, get even more.
Well, it's funny because like when we were kids, we had that with the little like capsule machines, the, you know, where you put a quarter in.
Yeah.
And then the thing comes out. They're called gachapons now.
Gachapons.
Yeah, I think that's how you say it. That's like what they call them in Japan. And
the machines?
Yeah.
Just like at the supermarket?
Yeah.
Okay.
But they have them like everywhere, and they have like places. I've been there where you go into a store that just has like 100 of these machines.
Yeah.
And half of them are full of like little plastic nude women. But it's supposed to be like an onomatopoeia that's supposed to be the sound it makes. Gachapong! Like,
Right.
But anyway, we had those when we were a kid, and you'd put it in, and you know, you'd be like, ah, shit, I got a spider ring. I wanted slime.
Yeah.
But that was only a quarter, so it was like, yeah, maybe I can roll the dice again.
My son got one of those.
Uh-huh.
I don't know where. He's never seen one of those machines.
I take him out sometimes when you guys are asleep.
He has one of those capsules, and in it is like, it's a thing, like a little squishy thing that looks like Totoro.
Oh, yeah, you know,
like that kind of thing. Uh-huh. It's like a stress ball, but it fills up the whole thing, and you open it up, and he always brings it over to me because he can't open it, and he goes, open this, I want to play with Squishy Guy.
Yeah.
And he calls the thing inside Squishy Guy.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And it's just like, I don't know where this is the weird thing of a two-year-old. I find toys in my house where like, I didn't buy this for you.
Sounds like you got a kid with sticky fingers.
Yeah, maybe. But like, we don't bring them anywhere. We bring them to school. Like, maybe takes it from school. But like, they don't have a gochujang. Wait, no, that's
gachapon.
Gachapon at school.
Yeah.
Unless, I don't know. Also, this daycare we bring them to. They seem more concerned. Look, it's a great daycare. Love it. Then they send us emails about like, you know, it's a chain.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, we've created these like characters that you could buy merchandise of. It's like, just why don't we take our tuition money and pay the teachers?
Yeah.
Anyway, sorry, go on.
Merchandise and characters.
Yeah. It's like you're paying people to generate IP.
Yeah, come on.
Come on.
This thing reminds me of, I remember it was one of those toys that I think I was like too old for when it came out, but I was like, damn, that looks cool. They had a thing that you could make Terminators.
Okay.
And it just had like the endoskeletons, and you put it in a thing, and it basically just like squished like flesh colored Play-Doh, I guess, into like the form of a man over the endoskeleton. And then the idea was like, you can play with it and be like, oh, battle damage.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah. It looked cool as hell.
Yeah.
You know, I watched it was one of those things like a year or two, maybe I like remembered it and I like searched YouTube, or maybe it just recommended it to me, but it was like somebody in modern day who like bought a new one from a collector or whatever. Everything sucked.
Like, I know, but
put
like
it together and did all the stuff. It was like,
this is a thing, Tom, as an adult,
it doesn't look like it did on the commercial.
Toys suck.
Yeah.
I like that YouTube just like knew to like Tom will like this. Like,
he wanted this when he was, you know, like 14.
Yeah.
And too old to still be buying action figures. But
Tom, I got the YouTube app on my TV.
Oh, wow. Look at this guy.
And I fell asleep watching like a podcast that I like last night. I woke up like 2 hours later. It was a VHS, like, you know, it just kept auto-playing things.
Yeah, I have it turned off, so it doesn't do that.
I woke up, and it was, like, a VHS rip of, like an episode of the Dennis Miller Show from wow. like 1996.
They were like, look, if he's still up at 3 a.m., we got to, I don't know what else to show him.
It was eerie. I didn't like it. It's like the worst quality video I've ever seen on YouTube. It's yeah. like, why are you... You should be showcasing the best of YouTube to me.
Yeah, well, maybe that's... Who was the guest, you know? Or you
it was Norm MacDonald, which oh, I think that's go. Why. Yeah. That's why it showed it to me. Yeah. But, like, there's tons of Norm MacDonald clips that aren't, like, fourth-generation VHS
But
tapes.
You've probably watched a lot of them. They were trying to show you something new. Yeah. Tim, next on the list, Polly Pocket Pineapple Purse Playset.
Ooh.
$33 for Polly Pocket nowadays.
Tom,
I mean, how much of these
Joe Brandon's
prices are
America?
I was gonna say, like, how much of this price is just inflation? That is just the. You know.
Also, just like I don't know, like toys should cost a lot. They're brilliant.
I mean, Polly Pocket, it doesn't. You know, just
it's small.
It's just small pieces of plastic.
Yeah,
and I would think.
I mean, that's all, Tom. Guess what?
What?
It's what toys are.
Yeah, but some are bigger. Yeah. And I would think that Polly Pocket, they've gotten better. Nowadays, they've got like the process of making like small plastic things has gotten better.
We got something bigger plastic. Hold on. You quit looking over at my screen. There's a ride on Fisher Price Harley Davidson tricycle.
Yeah,
that's a big plastic thing.
Mm-hmm.
Give me a guess.
$70.
$63.
Yeah.
Two Polly Pockets.
You can get something you can ride on.
Yeah, and it's Harley Davidson
yeah.
branded.
So
which
they're
is cool.
they're getting their taste.
Yeah,
you know, a little bit of the money. I'm looking at there's also a Bowser action figure with fire breathing effects. $21. That's a pretty good price. I might buy that. I think I saw a video of this and like it was. Oh yeah, what does the description say? Yeah, listen to this, Tim. This impressive figure has a mouth that glows red and actually emits smoke.
That's cool.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Toxic smoke.
I mean, presumably non-toxic, but who knows, you know.
Wildfire smoke. They caught some of... They're finally funneling... They're figuring out what to do with all that wildfire smoke.
It just comes with a box of matches, and you just have to light a match and stick it inside Bowser's butthole.
Hey, you're spoiling the grand finale of the Super Mario Brothers movie.
I asked my niece recently who her, cause like, I don't know, she was singing a song or something. And I was like, oh, like who's your favorite singer nowadays? Cause she like listens to the radio and sings along mm-hmm. and stuff. Princess Peach.
Yeah.
But then upon further interrogation, it turned out she's like the Peach's song that Bowser sings. So I was like, oh, so you actually like Bowser.
I thought she was a President of the United States of America fan.
Oh,
when
no,
you're
no.
about the Peaches song.
No, she likes Bowser's Peach song, Peaches song.
I've noticed this, Tom, mm-hmm. on all these gift guides.
Yeah.
And I've looked at quite a few in preparation mm-hmm. for this. There's a lot of Super Mario Brothers stuff.
Yeah.
And I think this is smart, right? They made this movie.
The biggest cartoon of all time.
Sure.
No, it was like
yeah,
the,
okay.
the biggest
yeah.
grossing.
I know, but like
yeah,
great. Mm-hmm. Congratulations.
Well, I'm just saying, if they made a ton of money off the movie, they can make a ton of money off toys.
Yeah, but the smart thing that they did mm-hmm. was they made the movie look just like the video games.
Yeah,
not like in 1993 or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're like. Like these toys, like fans of the video games,
yeah,
fans of the movie, mm-hmm. it's all the same shit. We're funneling the same people into the same, all these different people
yeah.
into the same products. There's so much Barbie stuff too.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, there's not like Barbie movie merchandise. There's just freaking Barbie dolls.
Yeah.
And that's why you make a movie about Barbies, because it brings them back into the zeitgeist.
Mm-hmm.
There's some like movie tie-ins where it's like, oh, this is the Barbie house from the movie,
right?
But
it still looks like a Barbie house.
Doesn't know
that,
yeah. Like, you know, was too young to see the movie.
I had always heard that the reason why they change shit all the time was because the like toy company or the designers, I guess, would make more money if they came up with. So, like, the example is the Sonic the Hedgehog. Remember, there was the ugly Sonic, mm-hmm. and everybody was mad.
Everybody is strong.
Everybody. I remember the Pope. He gave like an address about it.
Well, of course, the Pope is going to weigh in.
Well, he's friends with the guy, Sonic.
Yeah. And thick as thieves.
And Jesus. But I think the idea there is
I think we saw some fan art of Sonic and Jesus hanging.
Yeah. Well, there's fan art of Sonic
on the cross.
Sonic on the cross. Yeah. And it, I mean, is it fan art when I have it printed out and over my mantle?
I mean, or is it's it just canon regular to me, art? My friend. Yeah.
No, but stuff like that, the reason why they changed the design was so then Paramount or whoever could make a bunch of Sonic toys that were in the movie design.
Right.
And then they make money off of that. But that always struck me as like kind of a stupid, like I never believed that toy designers were, you know, getting a ton of money unless they had like a chunk of the company.
Right.
So it just always seemed to me like you guys have to make different agreements and stop making like shitty versions of these toys.
I think they're starting to figure
it out.
That
must be what's going on.
I think what's happening is like they're just like you know how the Mario Brothers movie.
Yeah.
Mario Brothers movie is now like Nintendo Studios presents,
yeah,
right?
Yeah,
like,
yeah. Yeah,
I think they've gotten involved. I think those companies that own the IP are just going to like vertically integrate. Is it vertical integration? Where it's just like they're going to own the entire process.
Yeah. I mean, that makes sense. Like I'm thinking about like
it's like, oh, Nintendo makes toys now. Like yeah. They don't license it out to Hasbro.
Right, right. Well, like I'm thinking about even like Marvel Lego stuff. It's all like MCU. It's not non-MCU stuff. Right. And that must be Marvel just being like, no, we want all our toys to to look like the movie stuff. Like that's right. What we're licensing out. That's the most popular version. You can't make a new Lego Spider-Man. It has to be the Tom Holland version.
Right.
Speaking of Lego,
Tommy Holland is another boy that I'm just like, hey, Timmy and Tommy.
I mean, they should,
have they ever collabed?
No, and if they start a podcast, we're trouble.
Fucked.
Yeah,
they're the next generation of us. They're nipping at our heels.
Yeah, they
aspire to be like us and probably overtake us within a year or two
to make one little misstep.
Yeah,
and then whoop, they're right in there.
Tom,
mm-hmm.
Let's get them on this show as our understudies.
The next one that I want to talk about, because we were speaking about Lego, Lego Creator 3-in-1 Beach Camper Van. This thing looks pretty neat.
All these toy names.
Yeah, they're long.
Long and confusing. And like I lose interest halfway
through. Yeah, Lego Creator 3-in-1 Beach.
Like, wait, Lego Creator. Like, yeah. Let's
I
get
imagine
rid of that. And then 3-in-1, sure. It's versatile. It's a Lego set. It's going to be versatile. Get rid of that. Lego beach van?
Yeah. Lego camper van.
Camper van.
Yeah. Or beach van.
Beach van is cool. You alternate it every time you say it.
But I got...
The Lego camper van. Yes, that's the Lego beach cam.
I got... You've probably seen it on my bookcase. A Lego Batman cowl. Last year.
Yeah, I remember when you built that.
Tim, the like 2 hours I spent putting that together were like two of the best hours I had last year. It was so nice. Like just sitting down, because it was like fucking complicated, like hundreds of pieces, little tiny pieces. But it was so nice to just kind of like focus on something.
You're going to be one of those ship in a bottle guys.
I might be.
Yeah.
I mean,
wouldn't it like you didn't like feel like I should pick up my phone and
no,
do something?
I don't think I was like even listening to like a music or podcast. I was and like Laura was out. So it was like just me sitting in silence, putting this thing together over the course of like
people
2 hours.
Used to do things. Yeah. They had hobbies.
And it's weird because
and, like,
I mean,
you weren't like, and at the end of this, I'll sell this to somebody because right. That, you know, like. Yeah. This had to be productive time that was generating money.
Why do you want to buy it?
I'll buy it. Yeah.
Okay. I mean, I already put it together, so it's going to cost more.
Yeah.
You know, probably double what it cost.
It costs $600?
It costs $600.
Oh, so $1,200?
Yeah, $1,200.
All right, well, I mean, as long as I don't have to.
Yeah, I mean, it's too hard for you to put together. You wouldn't be able to do it, so.
I don't think I have the dexterity.
No, you would smash it to bits before it.
I don't know if I have the patience for anything anymore. I don't think I have the patience or attention span for anything. Like, literally.
Yeah.
Anything.
No, I know. I do a podcast with you every week. And I watch as you just like pick up your phone while I'm talking.
Well, when you're talking, come on.
The next one, MGA's Miniverse Make It Mini Pizza Party. Okay. This
little stuff is in this year. That's the trend.
Nice, Tim. This toy adds a cute DIY component to the miniature collectible trend. Instead of unboxing whole dishes, the ball is filled with ingredients for a fun party. Kids can arrange them how they like, then leave them in a UV light like the sun to cook. Then the resin solidifies.
Like the
sun. Well, I mean, they're saying use UV light. You can put it in sun if you don't have like, you know, a UV flashlight. The resin solidifies, freezing the dish the way they had arranged it. In addition to the pizza party set, there are tons of collectible dishes. And this thing looks pretty neat.
Yeah.
It's pretty fun. I might get one of these. I'd like to have a little pizza on my shelf next to that Batman cowl. When I was a kid, you know what I did avoid? You know, when I was talking about that Terminator action figure maker thing?
Yeah, I remember. Like 4 minutes ago?
When I was a kid, though, I didn't like toys that had like... a consumable part to it. You know what I mean?
What do you mean?
Like something that got used up.
Oh.
Because it's not like they were selling.
You want a toy that you can use forever and ever and ever.
Well, it's not like they were selling refills of, you know, Terminator skin at right. Toys R Us, I'm sure.
Didn't you just say it was Play-Doh?
I think it was a special kind of Terminator Play-Doh. It looked like Play-Doh, but I don't know if it was. It probably was similar, but I bet it was like, actually, like, thin it out. That works better. So if you use Play-Doh, it probably wouldn't work as well.
Just put some water in it, Tom. Wait, you act like you've never thinned out Play-Doh before.
I don't know if putting water will thin out. I think it just makes the Play-Doh wet.
Yeah, that's the beauty of Play-Doh. It can get wet.
Yeah, it can. And then just, hey, try it off. Hey, shake it off. Tim, Spy Labs Incorporated Forensic Investigation Kit. Now,
so
this
Spy Tech
is, I don't think, around anymore unless they've been acquired.
Right. Yeah, Spy Labs.
Well, and guess what this kit comes with, smartass? A UV light.
That's what Spy Tech came with.
I know, but I'm saying you don't have to use the sun.
Oh, I see.
With the other toy, if you get this toy with it. I think there's just like a UV light in a book. It seems pretty boring, honestly.
The old Spy Tech stuff was like, remember like a microphone that you could like, a directional microphone that you could like point at somebody 100 feet away and hear exactly what they were saying, but that never actually worked.
Yeah, I mean, none of the shit they sold
worked. They sold a UV light, and on the commercial, they were like tracking someone in a movie theater, so it was dark in the room, and they were like, footprints.
Yeah.
But like, I couldn't, even at like 8 years old, I was like, I can't see a situation in which I would use this.
Yeah, where I'm tracking somebody down, and it's like, did my parents take me here to track down a man?
Yeah.
And also it's like, yeah.
Imagine if it's like, hey, this is kids. This is how you combat pedophiles.
Yeah. Track them down with your friend.
Yeah.
And,
you need this gear to keep yourself safe. Yeah.
Do you have one over there?
Tom, this one came up on a number of lists.
Mm-hmm.
The Bitzee, B-I-T-Z-E-E. Do you know about this?
You know what? I've seen that thing, and I've thought about getting it for my niece.
It's an interactive toy, digital pet, and case, and I don't understand what the fuck it is.
It's like a Tamagotchi.
Right, except it's real.
Yeah. Oh, so I've
New York Magazine strategist says, Bitzee, an interactive and touchable digital pet housed inside a case that looks like a ring box, is already selling well, blah, blah, blah. It's travel friendly. It's a good stocking stuffer. And then, of course, the interactivity is really cool.
Mm-hmm.
It uses a unique display to create the illusion of a cute cartoon animal that floats in midair.
Mm.
The Tamagotchi-esque toy works like a flip book, but with a single flexible plastic page that flips up and down really fast while flashing color-changing LED lights.
I can explain it to you.
It reacts to your touches, tilts, and swipes of the pad at the front of the box.
Mm-hmm.
Over time, if you feed and care for it, your Bitsy will evolve and new pets will become unlocked with up to 15 pets available in each box.
Wow.
It's complex.
Yeah.
And even a certified member of Gen Z like myself is mm-hmm. perplexed by it.
I watched a video of it because I too did not understand how it worked. And what it's doing is just, it has like a piece of, I guess, plastic that is just like vibrating rapidly. And
okay, so this what I'm seeing here, this cat thing.
You almost put your finger like through your computer screen.
I think I like broke some pixels.
What the hell's wrong with you?
I'm confused, angry. I don't know. This is
this like violently poked at your screen.
Yeah, I thought it was further away than it was. So this is not like a like. This is an illusion.
Yeah, you open up the box and it's just moving and displaying different lines so quickly
okay.
that it gives you the illusion of a thing. But you can apparently touch it because it's just that thing flapping. But
does it stop it flapping?
It would if you touched it too hard.
Like I just touched my yeah. computer screen.
Yeah, I wouldn't recommend somebody like you get it. You'd touch it too hard.
Right.
But that was one of my...
Classic Lenny and Mice and Men situation, yeah.
But that was one of...
You couldn't trust me with your Bitsy.
No, don't leave Tim with your Bitsy.
Oh, this actually looks really cool.
He'll crush it.
I'm watching a video of it now.
Yeah. But I kind of thought, like, if somebody... I'm curious how durable it is. That's my concern. And that's
poodle fashionista.
It says. Okay.
I don't know what that means.
Oh, see, Tim, rewind it a second. The little girl just squished it, and you can see kind of what happens.
Poodle fashionista.
Watch.
So she's using the.
She's and then see, it like stops the whole thing from moving.
Oh, you can do that. Oh, I see that.
Yeah.
But you can't like put your finger in the flapping thing because you get all caught up.
Yeah, it would just stop flapping.
Yeah.
But I guess however the motor is, it's pretty like durable.
Okay.
I don't know. Maybe it breaks very easily. Who knows?
This is not something that I would like.
All right. Well, I guess I'll cross it off my potential Christmas gift list for you, Tim. I almost bought you that pooping flamingo a few years ago.
I know. That was good. How's that selling? Is that still there? Is that still around or did that get banned? Did Joe Brandon come in and say, oh, no more pooping flamingos?
I know.
More fun.
There was a point where they seemed to be on fire sale and I missed my chance. They were like $10 and I was going to buy one for you, But I don't know if there's still something gets made. I mean, I imagine that's kind of like a timeless toy. So,
all right. So I started typing in pooping flamingo into Amazon.
What did it fill in?
The top thing is pooping dog butt toothpaste topper.
Oh yeah, I've seen that.
That's gross.
Yeah, it looked very gross to me. It looked gross because, you know, it's a pooping dog butt, but also it's like, I don't want my toothpaste going through another thing. Then that thing's going to get all gunked
up. You don't think the company that makes the pooping dog butt toothpaste topper has the best sanitary standards?
Yeah, it uses food safe rubber or whatever. Ugh. Oh, it's like a real dog butt? That's disgusting.
No, it's not like it's not made from an actual dog.
Yeah, but I saw one that was like a cartoon dog butt. No, these are real dog butts. That's nasty. Tim, they still make they don't. Oh, everything's gotten too safe. Leapfrog Number 11 oven. I thought this was like an easy bake oven. It's not, just like a toy oven. It's stupid.
Oh, I'm watching these dogs poop out the toothpaste.
Oh, and then you can put the cap on it. Okay.
It's got a little plug for its butt.
Yeah, it also looks like it would encourage your kid to like waste toothpaste.
I don't think it's for kids either.
All right. Well, it encourage whoever you buy it for as a gift to waste toothpaste.
God, there's nothing that horrifies me more than the fact that dogs just poop out in the open. And like, it's one of those things where I'm walking down the street and I see a dog pooping, like with its owner or whatever.
Uh-huh. And you yell out, ew.
No, like, it's like, I can't just be like, all right, I'm going to look at something else. Like, it's just like, I have to like,
well, this sounds like a you problem.
Yeah. It's this thing that disgusts me. And I'm just like, so horrified by it. It's like, I can't look away. No, I'm also like, can you do that somewhere else?
Can you do that in the toilet in your own home, please?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, again,
to think about doing that two or three times a day, watching that happen in my own freaking bathroom.
Yeah. Well, you would go in the bathroom to watch the dog do it still?
No, no. I'm talking about as a toothpaste dispenser.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Yeah.
Sometimes I do a late afternoon toothbrush, Tom.
Yeah, I did. Tim, I brushed my teeth before you came over tonight.
Hoping
to not do no some with no preconceived notions, because I made dinner tonight. I thought I was making French onion soup, but I was making French onion beans.
Oh, that sounds even better.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
I'm a bean boy, Tom.
I know you're a bean boy and a soy boy.
And a cuck.
And a cuck. And I think a cuck too, we've learned recently.
Tom.
What?
You got to edit this week so you can bleep it out.
I said it the way an Australian says it. Mm. Oi. Crikey.
God damn it. Hold on. I'm going to make a note.
If you like the show, you can find out more at tcgte.com. You can find all our social media there. You can follow me on social media at Tom Reynolds.
Follow me at Your Pal Tim. you made a mistake in the ad, too. That's what I'm going to do.
All right. Put that in there, too.
Tom screws Tim, the CTA in mushrooms ad.
Once you edit this episode and put, I'm gonna release the Snyder cut of the episode myself.
You know what? I heard a thing about Zack Snyder that he's like a nice guy.
Yeah, apparently he is. I've always heard that. Like, people at work with him really love him.
Yeah, I read a thing that like there's a joke about the Snyder cut in Barbie, and Warner Brothers like warned him about it.
Yeah,
and like he's like, yeah, it's cool. Like, it's a pretty funny joke, and like I get it.
Yeah.
He's like, and it's actually pretty cool. Like, they made a movie about Barbie, which is like a cultural phenomenon, and I got name checked in it. Like, that's cool.
Yeah. I think that's honestly like why he might have such like toxic fans. Cause I think, like, he's a nice guy and he's not one of these people that's like, hey, if you're out there being this way, I don't want you as a fan.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's just kind of like, he's like one of these guys.
Yeah,
that
keep
like
making death threats against executives at an entertainment company.
Yeah. But yeah, certainly like considering how like grim dark all of his stuff is, I don't think he's actually like he seems like an outgoing person in real life.
Hey, Zack Snyder.
Yeah.
A great man.
Yeah. So in honor of him, I'm going to release the Snyder cut where I say,
come on, man.
You can also check out our Patreon, patreon.com/complete guide. You get episodes of Books the Podcast. We're reading Gump and Co., the new Forrest Gump book. Technically, it is the new Forrest Gump book compared to the other one.
Yeah, it came out in 95. It
came out in 1995 by Winston Groom. And hey, if you ever wonder what happened to Forrest Gump after that movie that he was in called Forrest Gump, don't buy the book. Come listen to our podcast, patreon.com/complete guide.
You don't want you saying the C word out there, right?
I'm saying it like an Australian. It's fine. I'm not calling somebody yet.
Do you have to shop? You're shopping for changing gears back to the topic. You're shopping for your niece. Any other kiddos on your list that you need?
Well, I have two nieces now. So,
oh my gosh! Yeah, I'm so sorry.
But so this will be the first Christmas buying for the new niece. But yeah, she's still a baby, so like she doesn't ask for anything.
Yeah.
She asked for more cereal, I think. That's and she asked by just grabbing
cereal. Does she have teeth?
But like baby cereal, you know what I mean?
I don't remember anything
from a year ago.
Yeah. Like seriously.
Yeah.
If another newborn baby showed up, if a stork brought another newborn baby to my house tomorrow, I would be like, I wouldn't be like, oh, I've done this before. I know what to do.
Yeah.
I was talking to my wife about this, like both of us. I think that's like a biological thing to get you to procreate more, where like you literally just do not remember like the first six
like
months.
How bad it was.
Yeah. So like it's like we just do a freaking Men in Black memory wipe on you.
Yeah.
And so like
you do it again.
Yeah. So you do it again because you're like, yeah. But like, yeah, I would have no idea. Like, I don't know what babies eat.
But I think also like with each successive kid, you care less about like doing everything perfectly.
Yeah, that's true. But it's also like it's like
also like, I forgot.
Yeah,
and
it's
I'm not gonna look it up again.
Yeah, or I will look it up again if I have to.
But if it's too long, I'm not gonna read the whole thing. I'll just
read
wing it
to begin with.
All right. Well, hopefully. Hopefully you're listening
just
to this right now.
Just buy that pooping flamingo from 2020.
You're walking up and down the toy aisle and you got a basket full of everything we talked about and you're going to send them to me and Tim so we can have some new toys to play with.
Yeah, give me that dancing Elmo.
All right, we'll see you next week.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.